Hi, so this is part three of the Inside Out Revolution, and what we've covered so far in the first two parts of this three-part series within the Ultimate Personal Confidence Coaching Program is we've explored how your thoughts will influence your feelings and your emotional state. We've also then looked at how your emotions, how your emotional state is, will determine whether you react or respond to the circumstances and situations that you find yourself in. Because you see, how you act and how you behave and how you choose to respond to the circumstances and situations that you find yourself in will play a hugely influential part in the outcomes that you experience in and through your life. But in the last video, I offered you a little bit of hope. I offered you this concept of policing your thoughts. You see, this, as I mentioned in the last video, is the first stage of really developing what I would call self-control. It's personal maturity, depth of character, all the same sort of thing. You are not your thoughts and you are not your feelings. You are not your actions and you are definitely not your outcomes. You are you. But as we explored in the first part of this course, you are who you believe you are. So what we're going to look at in this video is how your beliefs are formed. So yeah, a few videos back, we looked at the elephant. If you remember the elephant, when the little babies get chained to a spike, to a peg in the ground, and they're too weak and they're not strong enough to be able to break free. So as they grow up and to become adult elephants, they grow up with the same limiting beliefs that they had when they were young. Because yes, baby elephants might not have been strong enough to break free from the peg, but fully grown elephants are. But if they don't believe that they are strong enough to break free from the peg, then why would they ever try? So if an elephant thought that he wasn't strong enough, he wouldn't feel strong enough. And if he wouldn't feel strong enough to break free from the peg, then he'd be likely not to do anything about even trying to break free from the peg. And if he doesn't do anything to break free from the peg, then what he'll always get is what he's always got, and he'll always have what he's always had. Because if you want to experience a different set of outcomes in your life, you've got to do some different things. And this will generally always start with your thoughts. You've got to think differently. And in order for you to think differently, you've got to become aware of what it is that you are thinking. And we do this by policing our thoughts. You still with me? Cool. All right. So in this video, as I've mentioned, we want to explore beliefs, where your beliefs come from. Well, as you've probably heard me say a few times throughout this course now, if something happens once, okay, let's just say that you're going to ask out the girl or you're going to ask out the guy, and it's the first girl or guy that you've ever asked out, and they say no. Yeah, you're a little bit disappointed, you're a little bit disheartened, but that's not going to be enough to stop you from ever asking out anyone else ever again. Because that could just be a random thing. I mean, that person could have been completely nuts, insane, they could have been blind, there could have been anything wrong with them. Yeah, that was just a random happening. But you see, if then you were to, the following week, ask out another guy or another girl, and then they were to say no, well, you'd now have what I'd call a bit of a jitter going on inside. You'd be thinking to yourself, well, this is a bit of a coincidence here. I mean, that's been twice, two weeks in a row. Okay. But hey, they could both have been blind, or they could both have been nuts, or there could have been something seriously wrong with both of them. I might still be okay. But if you were then the following week, week three, to ask out another guy or another girl, and then you were to experience the same outcome again, no. Well, now you've got a pattern. Because when things happen to you three times in life, you experience a pattern. And this will fundamentally affect how you choose to believe about a certain situation or a circumstance or even about who it is that you are. We could relate this to the elephant. The first time he tugs and he tries to break away from the chain and the stick in the ground, he's not strong enough. But he might not Well, he won't have learned that he's not strong enough at this point, will he? So he'll keep on tugging and pulling away, and then he gets no result. So again, the next day, he keeps on tugging and trying and pulling away. But if after day three, he gets no result, well, that can surely only mean that he's not good enough or he's not strong enough, right? Well, it's kind of the same with us, our beliefs in life. You know, from very, very young, we begin looking at the world, we're observing our parents, our family members, our external environments, and we're learning. We're drawing everything into ourselves. You know, it's kind of funny, really. You know, it's just as well that adults don't learn the same way that children do. Or, sorry if I could reverse that, it's very good that children don't learn the same way that adults do. Because if you think about it, children will fall over, they'll skin their knees, they'll fall on their bums, they'll bump their heads, then they'll get up, they'll have a little tear, but then they keep on going. All right? Adults, however, adults will fall over, skin their knees, or they'll, you know, not achieve something, or they'll fail at something, or they'll take a knock or a bump, or they'll take a hit, and then they'll just give up, won't they? Where kids have that kind of deep inner resilience just to keep on going, and, you know, oh, it's just a skin knee, we'll, you know, get a bit of a cuddle or get some attention, and we're fine. But as adults, we don't often do this, because, you see, as adults, what we have is we have a lifetime of beliefs that we're basing our judgments about who we are upon, if that makes sense. So just based upon failures, even if we're talking about the, you know, asking the guy out or asking the girl out, I mean, let's just say, for example, that, you know, everything starts with a thought. You're not born with beliefs. You have to learn to believe what's true through experience, all right? And incidentally, you know, okay, if we were just to relate back to asking the guy and the girl out, okay, well, it starts in the thought. Okay, I think I'm going to ask that guy out, or I think I'm going to ask that girl out. How do you feel? Well, I feel a bit excited about that, so I think that I will. So you take the action. Oh, will you go out with me, please? And then they say no. So you'll have a thought about that. Well, okay, there might be something wrong with them. It might not necessarily be any reflection on who I am, the fact that they said no. It could really be a reflection on who they are. So, you know, we still feel all right about things. So we go out and we ask them again. And then they say no again. And we have a thought about this. Oh, bit of a coincidence here. I'll try it one more time, just to make sure that it is them and not me. So we feel all right, but a little bit of doubt's kind of creeping in now. So we ask them out again, will you go out with me? And then they say no. Third time round, well, this could only mean that I'm not good enough. And you see, if you can imagine our beliefs in life to kind of be like a pearl necklace, and this is a pearl necklace, if you can see it, all right? You see, we have thousands of these, all over the place, all tangled up on the inside. But all pearl necklaces are just validated thoughts. You know, it's the third time, the third rejection, the fourth rejection, the fifth rejection. And in terms of how this looks today, well, this first bead would have been the first rejection. No, I don't want to go out with you. The second rejection. No, I don't want to go out with you. The third rejection. No, I don't want to go out with you. Well, you see, the fourth could be failing an exam. The fifth could be failing a test. The sixth could be not getting the job that we wanted. The seventh could be, you know, falling out with a best friend. And if you see how it goes on, validations are thoughts, are just recurring thoughts. So we have a thought about ourselves, and as we feel a certain way, take an action or inaction, and then experience the outcome will either validate the thought or it won't. But you see, if we have this fundamental belief that, you know, well, these people don't want to go out with me because I'm not good enough, well, we're generally going to, moving forward in life, you know, have a lot more inaction going on, where we're not taking the actions, we're not asking out the guys or the girls. Just using that example. And you see, this is actually what shuts people down in life. People experience a few rejections, a few knockbacks, a few hits, then come to the conclusion that they're not good enough, that They're not confident enough. They're not secure enough. They're not good looking enough. They're not handsome enough. They're not pretty enough. They're not wise enough. They're not smart enough. They're not clever enough. They're not fast enough. They're not strong enough. They're not muscly enough. They're not cool enough. You know that cool is only cool until cool becomes cool? Because once cool's become cool, cool's not cool anymore. But this is true. It is true. Did you catch that one? Did you? It kind of is true, isn't it? But you see, as we've mentioned in earlier videos, you know, our actions and our behaviours will always be determined upon the basis of who we believe that we are. If we don't believe that we are good enough to achieve the things that we want to achieve in life and get the outcomes that we want to really get, we're going to be naturally more inclined to withdraw and hold back and settle for second best. But the good news today is that, again, you are not your thoughts, you are not your feelings, you are not your actions, and you are not your outcomes. You're not even your beliefs. You know, if you have been rejected at some point in your life, perhaps a few times in your life, this doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It just means that there might be some areas to work on or improve. You see, you are you. You are consistent. You've always been you. But in the same way that babies don't pop out the womb and string together a well-structured sentence, they have to learn to talk. And you see, as we move and progress through life, we have to develop ourselves and we have to grow. So if we are not growing, then ultimately we're dying. But when I say growing, what is it that we're growing in? Well, you see, we're growing in character. We're growing in awareness of who it is that we actually are and how it is that we function. We're growing in awareness of what it is that we actually believe about ourselves. We're growing in awareness of what it is that we believe about the world. And then what we're doing is, rather accepting thoughts to be valid and true, we're actually re-evaluating them with more mature sets of eyes, so that ultimately we can come up with more well-informed conclusions of who it is that we are, how the world is, and the role that we ultimately have to play in this world. So I guess the Inside Out Revolution is this. Whilst many people look to change circumstances on the outside of themselves to enhance and improve how they feel, you're looking in the wrong direction. You look on the inside. You look on the inside. You look at your beliefs. You look at your thoughts. You look at your feelings. Yes, you can judge your actions and your outcomes, but just simply use them as a guide to determine how you're feeling and ultimately what you're thinking. Because if you can change how you think, you can change anything. Until the next video.